Thank you, Margaret. In a little while, Elizabeth Stimson will be back to read our final feature for this week, and that's about a real stalwart of the stage. But first, another selection of news from round and about Norwich, and here are the headlines.
A burlesque festival is set to return to the city this summer. A pillar of Heatherset village life celebrates a big birthday. And the ladies who lunch raise big cash for Big C. But first, an appreciation of a comedy legend who passed away this week.
It was a friendship forged between fine cuisine and school dinners. Delia Smith has led the countless tributes paid to national treasure Victoria Wood, describing her as a genius. The firm friends appeared in regular Christmas television specials together, and Ms. Wood even wrote the foreword to one of Delia's cookery books. Ms. Smith paid the heartfelt tribute to her friend of around 20 years after hearing the comedian and actress had lost a brief battle with cancer. She released a photograph of the pair together on the set of Victoria Wood's Midlife Christmas in 2009, falling at the feet of her comedy hero. She said, "This picture, whilst filming a BBC Christmas special, is me telling Victoria that I worshipped her. I did. And anyone who knows me knows that. She made me laugh more than any other person in my life, and she always said that I remembered more of her jokes than she did. She was a genius, and life will not be the same without her." Just 3 years ago, it was Ms. Wood who presented Ms. Smith with her BAFTA Special Award at a retrospective tribute event celebrating her career. Ms. Wood also held a special place in her heart for Norwich, describing it as the nicest place I've ever been when filming around the city for a sketch show in 1984. She visited the Theatre Royal for a one-night show on November the 12th, 1987, and returned behind the scenes with a stage version of Dinner Ladies in 2009. Ms. Wood's publicist, Neil Redding, confirmed the news of her death in a statement. It said, "Victoria Wood has sadly passed away after a short but brave battle with cancer." He said, "The multi-BAFTA award-winning writer, director, actor and comedian died peacefully at her North London home with her family. She was 62.
A masquerade and burlesque festival will return to Erle Park this year, despite a single complainant bringing the organisers before Norwich City Council's licensing councillors. The men behind the Maui Wowie Masked Ball for 2016 decided to apply for a temporary premise license to allow for a big top tent to be erected this July, but a neighbour has opposed the move by claiming it would attract a criminal element. Further complaints from the neighbour included the potential for smashed glass, which could injure animals, and noise from people filtering out of the event. A spin-off of the regular festival in Theberton, Suffolk, the ball was put on hold last year due to Radio 1's big weekend. Organisers Oliver Platt and Silas Rayner told Norwich City Council's licensing subcommittee there have never been any problems at their events and they have often been praised by Suffolk Police. "We ran this event the year before last in Earlham Park, which had a very good feedback from all involved and went very well," said Mr. Platt. "Unfortunately, last year Radio 1 pipped us to the use of Earlham Park, so we spoke to Norwich City Council to try to secure it back again this year. The temporary licence would allow Maui Wowie to open its big top tent between 6 p.m. and midnight on Friday, July the 8th, and between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Saturday, July the 9th.
Decades of service to the church and to the local community by a Heatherset village stalwart were celebrated in St. Remigius Parish Church. More than 200 guests came together to celebrate Duncan Pig's 90th birthday earlier this month. The evening featured a concert by Helston and Sproston Brass Band, with works ranging from pop and show classics to brass band marches. Introducing the evening, John Head from the parish church paid tribute to Mr. Pig's years of service. He said, "Reaching the age of 90 is an outstanding achievement for such a stalwart of village life. Duncan has been the bedrock for so many things in Heatherset that we enjoy today. And it's fitting that Duncan's birthday should be celebrated in this church and with music. Many will know Duncan from his pantomime scripts as a former parish councillor and church warden and lay reader, and through his association with cricket. It's been closely involved with music as a member of Norwich Cathedral Choir, choirmaster at Heatherset, and in choosing music for the annual village pantomime. It's all helped to bring music into our lives.
More than £175,000 has been raised in just over a decade by a group of local ladies who lunch. Meeting at Gerald's for their most recent tea party, the Ladies in League Against Cancer, known as LILAC, also staged their own fashion show, with six volunteers from among their ranks turning their hand to the modelling. It was part of their effort to support Cuppa Month, organised by the Big C Cancer Charity and brought together by local organiser Teresa Cossey and Gay Youngman. The pair have long been involved with the charity, having helped set up the first shop around 20 years ago. I was a trustee of the Big C since the very beginning, and when I retired, I decided I wanted to carry on helping, explained Mrs. Cossey. We both started up the first Big C shops together, with the first shop in Norwich on Castle Meadow. We begged and borrowed the premises and put out the word that we needed goods. Now it has just taken off. We thought we'd have got lots of friends and do lots of lunches, so why not do it for this cause? They use it to fund the Cancer Information Centre at the hospital, a centre for patients and their families, which costs £370,000 a year to run. Mrs. Youngman added the group, now 250 strong, hold about six events every year, from tea parties, fashion shows and shopping trips to women's only golf days. It is our 11th year this year, and over that time we have raised over £175,000.